from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on a Thursday, and that means we talk to our buddy Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here, Jad Chambers producing. Fitz and the GoPowerCat crew very busy right now because we get the start of K-State practice, at least a part we can see this morning. Tim joining us via our video stream. You can see it on 12 News Connected right now. And holy purple, Fitz, that's quite a setup you got there.
Yeah, I don't have the right sign up this morning because I got to do my Big 12 show right after the football practice. So you get kind of the watered down version.
Well, listen, my 7-year-old daughter is a K-State fan, and I always ask her why she has it. For two simple reasons: she likes purple and she likes cats. And so she's like, I'm a K-State fan. They're purple and they're the cats. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. So it's she science. Would love your setup. I'm gonna take a picture of that for her and hope she doesn't get any bright ideas of what to do to my home studio here. Fitz.
Let's not show her the stuffed wildcat on my wall. She might be upset.
Yeah, we would have to explain that to her. We're a quick side note, and maybe you guys have some input on this. We have a old cat at the house, and you know, there are some signs that we made that you know, things could go sideways on us, and I have no idea what to do because it's going to be an absolute nightmare in this house when the inevitable happens. But although they already have burial plans, apparently we're going to make him a tomb and a monument in our backyard.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anywho, yeah, it's going to be good.
That'll be lovely for resale.
Absolutely. Fitz, practice starts today. So we got a chance to see and hear about KU very early in the week. K-State, I assume, has been practicing the same amount of time. We just haven't been able to see them or talk to them yet. Is that how this is working out?
Well, they practiced yesterday. Doesn't KU open on a Friday?
We've already been up there. They already practiced. So we had them. We saw Jalen Daniels. Was that Tuesday, I think?
Yeah, they opened a little bit earlier because they opened their season a little bit earlier. Right. But yeah, K-State did practice yesterday. This morning, the media is welcomed in at 10 a.m. Very precise. Very Snyder-like of Chris Klieman. And that's why I'm here early, because I can't be two places at once.
I like that. I saw that yesterday there was the big commitment from the former Wake Forest commit, Logan Bartley, 6'1", 190-pound safety, going to play for Chris Klieman. What does he bring right away to that K-State defense?
This is a kid that is physical. He's big. He's also extremely fast. I mean, he's tested really well. An injury kind of knocked him off his recruiting course. He had a lot of high power power four interest. And most teams just backed away. K-State brought him in and looked at him and thought he's good to go. We're going to offer him. And he had been a Wake Forest commit, and he flipped over, kind of fell in love with everything in Manhattan. But you know how that works, Tommy. know, he could see another shiny object in a couple of weeks and like that more. So we'll see how that one plays out. But he seemed pretty content with his choice, and that's a really good pickup. They had another athlete they picked up earlier in the week. This has been a really good recruiting class by Kansas State standards. They've broken into the top 40 now nationally. And I really am excited maybe to see this team start getting, you know, top 40 type talent according to the recruiting services, because they've been developing so much of their talent and succeeding. But what if they actually did start getting a higher grade of talent coming out of high school? It's going to get interesting for K-State because they're recruiting at a pretty high level.
Yeah. What if you start higher? I agree. Just as a quick aside, since we're talking recruiting, I saw Deshaun Brame of Derby, mm-hmm. who was an Oregon commit, flipped to Tennessee. They had been in on Lincoln Cure. I assume that they'll pick up the phone and call. How locked in is that? Such a weird time in the recruiting world when you see that.
How locked in, Lincoln?
Yeah, because I've been asked that question. People are like, oh, no, Oregon's back on the table. What if they come with some huge offer to Lincoln? But I don't, and I have no idea. But is there any concern at all in Manhattan about something like that?
You know, it's easy to say you're not motivated by NIL or money until the bag is put in front of your face, and then you find the answer. But I don't think Lincoln Kier is going anywhere. I think he's very happy with his choice. Oregon might want to avoid the state of Kansas for a while. They lost Avery. They lost back-to-back tight ends. It's interesting that a program of the stature of Oregon is in Kansas so much. It's a great compliment to where the level of play is here. And, of course, Dan Lanning, being a Kansan, probably wants some of his hometown cooking or home state cooking, and it's not working out that way.
You know, I know we've talked during this offseason, Fitz, a lot about the talent offensively and then the new faces and what, you know, guys like Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson can do. And, of course, the new additions at wide receiver like Dante Cephas, and seeing if Keegan Johnson can take another step forward. I also wonder, I mean, we've talked a lot about the talent. Connor Riley is, you know, basically, I know he's got a co-offensive coordinator, you know, on staff with him, but it's, I mean, think by all accounts, his offense, right? I mean, like, he's the guy. So during this offseason, you know, he's really kind of stepped into that role and taken it over. What kind of indications have you gotten as we get into practice and getting ready for this season with the way that he's developing this offense and trying to take over and be able to manage this new talent on the K-State offense?
Yeah, it's a great question. And one we honestly don't know quite yet. I mean, they went through spring football, but Dylan Edwards wasn't there. And they're just getting started. We'll have some press conferences coming up that I'm sure that will be a big topic of discussion. And while Connor Riley is the offensive coordinator, it does fall on his shoulders. Having a Matt Wells, who's been a coordinator and a head coach and was a quarterback, as a quarterback coach, having him, an experienced guy like that at your side, certainly helps. He's offering, you know, some input how to use Avery in the best possible way. I think K-State's in a good position right now with its offensive coaches. I know the loss of Colin Klein stung because he is a hometown kid, basically. You know, he's from Colorado, but he's a K-Stater. So I think people were a little worried about it. I was never worried about Connor Riley calling plays. I know he's an incredibly bright football mind. But it does get different when you got to call it live fire in the heat of a game. I thought he did a good job in the bowl game, but we'll see how he can incorporate Dylan Edwards with DJ Giddens and then the receiver core that's pretty good and still some pretty good tight ends. He's just got a lot of toys, guys. I mean, how is he going to play with all of them and put it out there? Becomes a very interesting question that honestly we may not really start to know till Arizona or at BYU. We'll see how they play that. But I think this is going to be a little bit different offense, but not radically.
I think it is interesting, too, because I do the same thing. When I think about K-State, I'm thinking about the offense, how explosive it can be, the addition of Dylan Edwards. The reality probably is we need to know more about the defense. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a good feel for it. You know, when we talked about KU, their defense is coming along. I mean, obviously, they've got the two great defensive backs and they've kind of got some buzz there. I really don't know anything about what to expect from that side of the ball from K-State, and they got to be good there if they want to be as good as we think they can be. I mean, how good can they be? What is the ceiling for the defense?
I think this defense might be improved over last year's. they're going to make some schematic tweaks here also. So that will be fun to observe. They've kind of been standoffish about sharing too many details, but it involves maybe a stand-up defensive end when you want four linemen. But they return a lot of experience in the back end, Marquise Siegel and V.J. Payne at safety. You've got Parrish and Garber at corner. You've got Speed. You've got Austin Moore and Purnell at linebacker. You do return a lot on this team that's been pretty productive, but really the key to how this defense will perform is that defensive end. They've got some young guys that they're absolutely raving about. They absolutely love these young defensive ends that'll be redshirt freshmen. They got two or three of them that are going to see the field. We got a great rotation at defensive end with Brendan Mott being back. That's one of the biggest things I'm excited to see is how good are these defensive ends, because they haven't been shy in saying these dudes are going to play and they're going to be effective.
We know how difficult it's going to be, Fitz, for the Wildcats to replace a player the caliber of Cooper Beebe. We've talked about it before on this show. Also, Ben Sinnott. I think that, you know, everybody kind of focuses on, you know, they don't have Beebe anymore and how do you replace him on the line. Ben Sinnott's not on that team either. What do you think the Wildcats are going to do at tight end? Are there some underclassmen potentially that are stepping in that could potentially be maybe not the next Ben Sinnott, but still be productive in that role?
Yeah, well, Garrett Oakley's back, and he was, you know, the more of the receiver type of tight end, and I think he's going to be really effective. He runs great routes. He's a big kid. I think they're going to still throw to the tight end. Will they be as effective in making themselves available as Ben Sinnott was? And let's be honest here. There's a lot to be said about being fast and having good hands, but if you're not open, who cares? And he would always find that space to be open, be available to his quarterback. And if Oakley can mimic that, I think it'll be a really good step forward. I kind of look at him as wearing where Sinnott was at the start of a couple seasons ago when we didn't really know that much about him. And he slowly got involved in the offense more and more. And I think he grew in confidence. I think the same thing will happen with the tight ends. And again, this is a position with some young talent at it that could step forward. And then you've got Lincoln Cure coming in next year. I think it's clear that they have an emphasis on getting high level tight ends now, because it really opens up that offense.
What is the best case scenario at the position with the players there? Like, what if, and maybe this is a question, not just for this year, but we talked about Lincoln Cure. We know Will Ancio from this part of the world. Like, could this become an offense that it like just runs two tight ends, which, by the way, feels like a good fit with Avery, and I would point people to Lamar Jackson and his use of tight ends for guys that can really run and have big arms. Tight ends can be their best friend. You know, that's where the Sinnott loss, I think, hurts Avery, but there are three or four guys there. Can they use all of them if they all reach their potential?
Yeah, they've been known. I mean, they saw three tight ends were on the field last year. I imagine there will be three tight ends that rotating through the process. As you mentioned, there's a lot of good ones, but we're not real sure who the third one will be yet. I think the biggest loss for Ben Sinnott was his flexibility to be a fullback and to go split wide. I'm not sure where the guys are in that process. Someone's going to have to, you know, be that guy that drops back into the backfield to be a fullback on occasional plays. So someone's going to have to step up to get that done. But I think they've got some really good parts of that position.
So, Fitz, I've got a couple of friends that are diehard Iowa football fans, and I for the life of me don't know why, but they are. I mean, that's got to be brutal.
Watching paint dry is fun.
Exactly. Yep. But I knew a little bit about Keegan Johnson before last season when he transferred in to K-State. I was excited to watch him as a Wildcat because I felt like with his size and athleticism and all of that, you go from an offense like Iowa to an offense potentially like K-State, you know, that's a step up. I know he battled through some things last season, but as far as what he is poised to do or what you think he can do from last season to this year for the Wildcats, what sort of impact do you think he'll make?
Well, hopefully he's healthy because his last two seasons he hasn't been. He struggled with it quite a bit last year, and then we saw him come on later in the year when he started to feel much better. If he's healthy, I think he's going to be really effective. But again, when a player's been injured a couple seasons, you always have to put that asterisk by him. Is he going to be effective? If K-State will be much better off offensively if Keegan Johnson's healthy and running at 100%, but they kind of got by last year. I don't know. You mix in Dante Cephas coming in from Penn State. Maybe that will help. They do have some really gifted players, including Jace Brown, who's back at the receiver position. So I think if Keegan can finally find his footing and realize, hey, it's going to be fine without you. All the pressure in the world is not on you. And just go out and play like he did at Texas. I think he's going to be really effective.
Tim Fitzgerald joining us, publisher, gopowercat.com, at Life of Fitz on social. So as we begin practice in about 20 minutes, the number one thing Tim Fitzgerald looks for in these early days of camp is what? It was obvious in Lawrence, Jalen Daniels and his back. Right. I think it's less obvious in Manhattan. So what is it that we need to be paying attention to early?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For me, I'm going to be paying attention to who's where on the offensive line. Because once they sort out who's going to be the center, then everything else kind of falls in place. And also that receiver rotation. They probably won't show us too much in terms of how they'll use Dylan Edwards, but that's a big curiosity. You're going to have to get him on the field, and you already have an elite running back in DJ Giddens, so you're going to have to get a little creative, and I think they will. I don't expect them to show us a damn thing about that, probably until maybe Tulane if they need it, but certainly Arizona in game 3. And defensively, just kind of the rotations they have at D end, at nose tackle, where you know they got Uso back, and they've got some other guys there that could really be effective. And are they going to show us any of that four-man front in practice? I doubt it. But really, when you go to these things, you got about 20, 30 minutes to just absorb as much as the rotation of players as you possibly can. And they don't show you a ton. They'll let Avery throw the ball around a little bit, which is always impressive. I'm telling you that people in the national media, even some local media, say he's a running quarterback. Just go to a practice, yeah. Man. This dude can throw it all over the field.
Switching gears a little bit, Fitz. I saw you had a daily delivery a little while ago. Pretty interesting one. The latest realignment rumors. What, Oregon State and Washington State potentially to the Big 12? What's up with that?
Yeah, it's all. As far as I can tell, it's utter nonsense. It's, you know, some of the social media accounts that just really want to generate traffic and buzz for whatever reason, probably ego, putting that out there. I mean, why would this come back now when they were just passed on a year ago? It doesn't make any sense. Why would ESPN even care? Those two schools were never under their domain, really. It's more of a Fox thing out west. So it didn't make sense. And I sense it's just guys who love to talk about realignment, because let's not be mistaken. When we talk about realignment, the numbers go up. So we talk about it a lot, but we're only going to talk about real tangible stuff unless I'm making fun of things like I did today with that daily delivery, because I think after the addiction of having so many high number, high volume videos and tweets that get retweeted and shared. I think they get addicted to that. And they, now that the ACC is calming down leading up to football, they had to have a little more oomph in there. And I don't buy it for 1 second. Maybe in the grand plans on down the road, if the Big 12 is 24 teams, maybe that will get to Oregon State and Washington State. It's just been an unfortunate side effect of realignment, and it's not the Big 12's problem to solve.
It's not. And as long as they keep invitations open in the 12-team playoff, everything will be okay. I mean, I know it sucks for those schools, but they still got a chance to get in there and play for a championship. And that's the part of it. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, no sense. If it doesn't add to a TV package, the Big 12 ain't interested.
No.
And that, because that's the only thing. That's it. That's all that matters to survival right now. That's all that matters to longevity is what TV deal can you secure? So if it's not adding to that, like, why the hell would you talk to anybody? And so, like, people might say, well, Gonzaga doesn't add anything for football. Yeah, but it does for basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, they won't take any football money either.
Yeah. Right. So what is it? Yeah. What are you bringing to the table? And I honestly, no offense intended to either of those schools, because I love them both. They don't bring anything to the table financially that I can see, because you're already on the West Coast. Nobody's staying up to watch Oregon State football, right? That you know, you might stay up to watch Arizona. You're not staying up to watch Oregon State.
That's kind of the way I feel. And look, Oregon State is a really well-balanced athletic department.
They're good.
If they land in a conference, they're going to better the athletic product, but do they better the television product? And it does come back to that, and I don't see how they do that, at least not right now.
All right, Fitz, what do you guys have going as practice begins here shortly? What can we expect to go powercat.com?
Well, hopefully we'll have some coverage of that. This little video and some still photos, and we'll have another person there. My nephew Ethan is starting to help out with the company. Wow. Which is great. Yeah, he's a walking encyclopedia of Kansas State football, so he's gonna go and keep an eye on all the rotations with me today as we get ready for football. Guys, it's here.
There have been famous nephews in the news this week. Are you the crazy uncle, Fitz?
Atomic
crazy? I'm an uncle 12 times over. I'm not sure if I'm that one. I might be. Does the crazy uncle know they're the crazy uncle?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think we know by my daily behavior that the world knows that.
You got to lean into it. If you're the crazy uncle and you know you're the crazy uncle, you double down on being the crazy uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're an ugly actor, you take the roles for ugly people.
It's true.
That's the way I am.
It's a good thing. No, none of us have that concern.
No.
We're all A-list rom-com stars here. Well, crazy uncle Tim Fitzgerald, he'll have all the coverage for you. Go powercat.com at Life of Fitz on social. All of his crew will be there in full force to cover things for us. And we'll check in next week on any early returns from fall practice. Fitz, appreciate it. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, boys.
There goes Tim Fitzgerald. You can find all that work. Always great stuff. Always keeping things interesting there in Manhattan. Love being able to bring in the video portion of that. Really, really cool. You can always see that on 12 News Connected. You can go back, by the way, and watch that on any of the streams, whether you find it on Facebook or YouTube or X, wherever you find it, you can go back and watch it. And wherever you're listening, you can go back and get it that way too, through the Odyssey app. We podcast this out. So, you know, it's interesting. Like, a lot of people, of course, listen to us as they're making their way around and about town as a part of their day. A lot of people listen to the show in the aftermath, right? Go maybe you're driving around later in the day, but you want something to pass the time. You can always go back and find the show on the Odyssey app or at kfhradio.com. A couple of different ways. Let's set up hour number two here, Tommy. So we'll get back to that question about Alec Marsh and the Royals and what he might do. And when you look at the innings load so far, it's a good problem to have. It means everybody's stayed healthy for the Royals, and it means everybody's been good. But they are reaching uncharted territory, and I absolutely think we have seen signs of that wear and tear, you know, having an impact. In steps Michael Lorenzen now. What will the Royals do? We'll dig into that a little bit and sort of reset these thresholds all of these starting pitchers have reached. I want to know, I want Tommy to pull out his crystal ball and tell me who the closer would be in a wild card game. Who would the team's closer be? How does the bullpen shake out? So we'll look at all of that. We'll check into the NFL as well. And Jay Delling will join us to talk about a golf tournament you may not have heard about, but it's a big one. on tour, and we'll give away some tickets to it. Before we do that, though, let's give away some HTO here. Text to win contest. You can win some iced tea, more than 20 flavors. You can win some free rain coffee, one of each. All you got to do is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357 to win one of each of those. One entry per day. Message and data rates apply. Again, that's T to the short code 20357. Good luck, everybody. We're coming back. Hour number two of Sports Daily after this.
Start your day right. Start your day with 12 News This. In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.